Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Mord.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Yes, he's back. This is Robert Scott Bell, and always happy to have my good friend, the FDA Dragon Slayer, with us. And plenty of news also. We'll be joined by Cheryl Chumley momentarily from WND. And I don't know, where do you want to start, Jonathan? It's like hitting into the politics are flying every which way but loose.
Well, it is an amazing time to live and to see all these outrageous things happening, both to the country because of the growth of the government, the regulations going wild, and then overseas seeing the universe of ISIS grow and grow and grow with virtually no serious check imposed upon it. I think what we might start off with is the press secretary Josh Earnest's statement that essentially the administration expects Iraq to go it alone. And by that he means that in this war against ISIS, he expects Iraq to be the principal antagonist and that the United States basically is not going to be a part of that. And I'd like to get Cheryl's opinion about that and what she thinks overall of the American foreign policy after the fall of Ramadi.
Right. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me, both of you, again. It really can't be that much of a surprise that the White House policy is to, back off doing any type of military action against ISIS. You know, this has been going on for months now. We've seen Christian heads being beheaded. And if you go back even farther than that, Obama's overall foreign policy has been one of discuss and debate and not take any type of strong action. So the fact that Josh Earnest is now saying that Iraq is pretty much on its own in terms of beating back ISIS is not that much of a surprise. What is a little bit of a surprise is Ash Carter coming out and basically saying, criticizing Iraq and saying they haven't done anything, and then backtracking just a couple days later and trying to put a diplomatic smoother edge on it, sending Joe Biden over to appease those that he's insulted. What's coming out of the White House under Obama right now in terms of fighting ISIS is not a surprise if for anybody who's been watching White House foreign policy for the last 8 years, 6 years.
The reality is that it's not just the Iraqis that have no will to fight. It's President Obama, as you point out. He has no will to fight either. And the problem of ISIS is not a domestic problem in Iraq. It's a global problem for sure. And it's one that the people who are leading ISIS are keenly interested in our destruction. So to say that the Iraqis should go it alone in dealing with ISIS is an abdication of the essential role of this country under the Constitution to defend the Republic against its enemies. And here we have a mortal enemy, and we're not willing to do what is necessary to eliminate it. It seems to me that we ought to be willing to put troops on the ground for the purpose of eliminating ISIS, not nation building, but for getting in there and annihilating our opponent and doing whatever is necessary to achieve that. And I don't think that we should be waiting for Iraq to do what's in its own best interest or do what we would like it to do in our interest. We should get the job done, because every day that goes by when we allow this organization to grow, we are risking that day when we have a dirty nuclear bomb blow up in a city in the United States, when we have a biochemical weapon blow up over here, where we have large casualties brought about through any number of means of terror. And if we don't eliminate our enemies, we can expect our enemies to come here.
Yeah. Jonathan, don't you think, though, that the mistake in deposing Saddam Hussein and replacing a nation building has created an environment where the American people are just so war-weary and tired of it that they don't trust hardly anybody in their own government to do the right thing when it comes to military intervention?
Well, I think that we have had bungling, and it was a big mistake to think that you could make a Jeffersonian democracy out of Iraq, or even that it's in our interest to do that, or a constitutional proper role for our country to go about establishing democracies. Sure, we'd like to have nations be republics that are like our own. But that's not our business. Our business is protecting our interests and lives. And so, yes, George Bush made a big mistake there. But I think it's not fair to say that ISIS is a byproduct of the conservative Republicans, who old guard Republicans, or that it's a byproduct of Bush administration policy. ISIS and terrorism precedes our involvement in Iraq.
Oh, by many years.
So these people were building an empire to destroy the infidel long before. I mean, you can even date this back to Khomeini's rise in Iran. The same rhetoric, the same anti-American rhetoric that led to the overthrow of the American embassy and the taking of hostages is the same kind of rabid anti-Americanism that fills the hearts and minds of these people who think of us, because we are not in lockstep with a theocratic dictatorship based on radical Islam, to think poorly of us. Well, we have to take responsibility for eliminating these people and not expect anyone else to do the job. We have to do it.
No, and not foment the terrain that gives rise to them either. And Cheryl, what's the state of Washington, D.C. on this? Again, left, right, there's a lot of confusion on where people are aligned and what we can do here, what we should do.
Well, right now, I think most Republicans are dealing with the presidential election and their eyes are turned, you know, as the field of candidates grows even longer. But, you know, under this current administration, I think those on the conservative side who would normally advocate for action are hesitant to do so. Part of the problem, and really the biggest part of the problem, is this administration refuses to name the threat. Jonathan just mentioned radical Islamism. Well, under this administration, we get statements out of, like, the State Department saying it's poverty or lack of job opportunities that fuels and drives radical terrorism around the world. Well, that's just not true. I mean, radical Islamism has been a growing threat, not just to this nation, but around the world for decades. And under this administration, it's only grown worse. And if you go back to the reasons why, I would say it's in a large part due to Obama's rhetoric that he's put out. That, along with his failure to act in the face of any type of attacks. This is the same group that vows to raise the Black Islam flag over the White House, to target the president, to target our military, and so forth. And so we have threats at hand that we refuse to act on. So Congress on Capitol Hill, there's a lot of discussion, but there's a real reluctance to act. There's a couple, John McCain, who would like to see boots on the ground, but I just don't think that's going to happen under Obama.
Yeah, I'm sure that won't happen under Obama, but I'm equally sure that sooner or later we will have to do that if we're going to eliminate this threat. It's not going to happen because Saudi Arabia takes action. It's not going to happen because Jordan feels obliged to take action at some point. It's not going to happen because Sunni Muslims in Iran or Iraq decide to take military action, or the Kurds do. It's just not sufficient. To eliminate the threat that is posed to us, we must act and do whatever is necessary to annihilate them. If we don't have that commitment, we also lack the will to fight and to win, and we're also equally liable for that statement by Ash Carter. It's not just the Iraqis that lack the will. It's the President of the United States that lacks the will to fight. And that's why we're in such an abysmal situation, as Cheryl just pointed out. The rest of the world has fed off of Obama's indecision and failure to articulate a clear foreign policy that is in defense of our own interests. You can well imagine that foreign journalists in the Middle East, as well as the terrorists themselves, are laughing their heads off at the foolhardy nature of President Obama, that he thinks that job creation is the solution to this problem, or that the global warming is a more significant national security threat than they are. He's dreaming. He's absolutely not in the real world.
Well, you can understand, Jonathan, the hesitation of the American people, maybe partly because of the schizophrenic foreign policy, to kind of really take seriously something that they should, and also learn from history so that we don't make the same mistakes in going about it the wrong way.
Well, our Air Force in the field is absolutely frustrated to the point of it being enraged by the fact that the rules of engagement are so limited that they can't take out the enemy. They're absolutely frustrated out there because they don't have the support from the President and from the Department of Defense that they need to get the job done. And they realize that the superficial nature of the advances that they've made so far are simply, you know, is simply a result not of their unwillingness, but the unwillingness of the President of the United States to do what is necessary to destroy a mortal enemy to the United States. And they see that very clearly in the field. And they're absolutely beside themselves with anger that the President of the United States is letting this mortal threat to our country grow and prosper in the absence of any serious countermeasures.
Well, we've got a lot to do here on the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour with Robert Scott Bell Show. Jonathan E. Mort, of course, with us. Cheryl Chumley from WND is here. And at the bottom of the hour, we'll be joined by Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty. We'll talk about the attempts at stopping some of the more onerous provisions of the Patriot Act that are trying to advance and continue. We'll see what we can do to stop it and help others to do the same. All right, we got lots more political healing to do this hour with Jonathan E. Mort after this break.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, ISIS is bad enough, and they'll come here if we don't put a stop to them. But who's already here? The bureaucratic oligarchy, the EPA. Could we call this a form of homegrown terrorism? They're declaring what? Wetlands and farmland. You can't use your farms anymore if there's like a little puddle after a rain, a pothole in your driveway. How bad is it getting, Jonathan and Cheryl?
It's been bad for a very long time, but this regulation is going to make it a lot worse. Let's hear from Cheryl. She just wrote an article about the EPA's new water regulations. Go ahead, Cheryl.
Right, and this is going to be very damaging. First, the federal government side. They come out, the EPA, and says, don't worry, this only actually stretches our oversight powers by 3%. There's only another 3% of bodies of water that we can now oversee because of this regulation. President Obama, once again, is not waiting on Congress to decide the fate of this. He's issued an order to his EPA saying, go ahead and start the regulation now. We don't have to wait on Congress. The justification is the Clean Water Act of 1972. Congress says, those opposing in Congress say that the Clean Water Act only gives the EPA jurisdiction over large bodies of water. This new regulation will implement regulation over small bodies of water. Critics say it's going to even implement regulations over ditches, small puddles on farmlands and so forth. And the construction industry is up in arms, worried that they'll never be able to build anything again. What the rule does, in effect, is it gives the EPA jurisdiction over any body of water that's 1,500 feet or less away from a body of water that the EPA can already regulate. So if you put that in your mind and imagine it, it's pretty much every body of water in America. Even the liberal-minded New York Times says that the EPA has now grabbed power over 60% more of the nation's bodies of water than it originally maintained. Another 117 million people are expected to be impacted by this rule.
And once they grab jurisdiction, Robert, it has been their history that they just increase bit by bit, sometimes with great leaps, the regulatory control they exercise. And we've also seen from a number of cases that are now in the federal courts that they abuse their power with such an extraordinary degree of harshness towards property owners that it's not even funny. I mean, this agency really is dedicated to undermining and overthrowing property rights in this country. They don't want people to have control over their own property. They want the federal government to be there as a undisclosed signatory to every deed in the United States. It's shocking, and we have to stop it. And if we don't draw a line here, I'm afraid that the ghost is really given up as far as property rights are concerned. This is a mortal threat to the independence of the American citizen over their own property rights.
Does this become another 10th Amendment issue where the states have got to push back? Because even the states have screwed up on this, like criminalizing the collection of rainwater on your own property. So there's like bizarre power grabs from government seemingly on all levels here.
That's true, but the states in this one are really, by and large, very upset that the EPA is going this far because it also affects various state entities, too. And it's an enormous power grab. Cheryl's right. And I really, unfortunately, I don't think that there's much willpower in Congress to do what's necessary. They passed a legislation to stop it a while ago in the House. I think they're interested in it in the Senate, but I don't know if there's enough support in the Senate to really make a difference.
Well, Cheryl, your article certainly helps us. Go ahead.
I was going to say there may even be some type of local government embrace of this new provision, because if you're a local homeowner, if you're a business wanting to develop some land, of course your permitting costs associated to comply with these new EPA mandates are going to go up. And who gets the money from the local permitting fees? That goes straight into local government coffers.
So payback on the local level, and so they are encouraged to grow it even further. Cheryl Chumley, you do such excellent writing, author of Police State USA and so much more, also writing at WND, and we've got the link to her EPA story and her blog there at cherylchumley.blogspot.com. It's linked up and blasted out. Appreciate you joining us, and of course, Jonathan, you are the bureaucratic oligarchy slayer, and we've got to do some more slaying of that because, well, they're still trying to push the more untenable aspects of the Patriot Act that are unpatriotic. Now, we're going to see if we can re-acknowledge the reality of the Fourth Amendment and put it into play here and more when we come back with Norm Singleton. Cheryl, thanks again for being with us. And for now, stick around. We'll be right back.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
For the last year, you've been hearing about the wonders of Echo Water with my good friend Paul Barrichero. If you go to robertswater.com, you can find out even more scientific breakthroughs that we're talking about right now.
Absolutely. We clean the water with a multi-stage filter, but where the science is in molecular hydrogen. We have over 400 studies that you can review on how molecular hydrogen helps with 150 human diseases. 40 of those 400 studies were human studies. So this is demonstrated science. The simplest way to understand is hydroxyl radicals, the most cytotoxic oxidative radical in the body, we convert it into water when it combines with H2. So HO, H2 combines water molecules. Incredible.
Massive amounts of hydration from the water that you're getting, cleaning it up, adding the hydrogen, and doing extraordinary things to remove the things you don't want from your body. Check it out, Echo Water. You can find out more at robertswater.com, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee still there?
Yep, 30 days, money back.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
I work with Fox News.
If you work for Fox News, you should know what the TPP is.
Well, you know, I work there, but that doesn't necessarily mean I keep up with it. What is that?
You've never heard of it?
No.
It's the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Ring any bells now?
No.
No one knows what it is! You down with TPP?
Yeah, you know me.
You down with TPP?
Yeah, you know me.
You down
TPP?
Yeah, you know me.
What is TPP?
Does anyone in Times Square know what the TPP is? Anyone?
Toilet paper?
Why not?
I just don't care. I mean, I have my own problems to worry about, so.
Gotcha, like what had to buy next, right?
Right, exactly.
Well, there you go. The state of our country here, our government trying to enter into treaties that no one knows about, not the people, certainly not even the senators who are told you can read it, but you can't even tell anybody what's in it because it's going to change anyway. Jonathan E. Moore with us, Sacred Fire of Liberty. We're joined as well by Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty. And, Jonathan, I can't fault folks like a lot of times those man-on-the-street interviews like Jay Leno used to do. You know, what is this? On the TPP, I can't fault people because no one really knows what it is.
Well, it's a total lack of transparency. We're not being told the truth. We're not being given all the details. The Trans-Pacific Partnership is supposedly an expansion of free trade. But our problem is that, you know, is this yet another effort by the Obama administration to insinuate into a trade package massive pro-corporate, you know, benefits for specific favored industries over others.
Right.
Is this a managed trade deal that isn't really free trade?
Which
and Norm's
suspect.
Here. He can probably tell us more about it than just about anybody else. What do you know about it, Norm?
Well, I know that Congressman Ron Paul always opposed these things when he was in Congress, not because he didn't like free trade, quite the opposite. He believes in free trade, supports free trade, supports actually more free trade with Cuba, believes that if we have trade, we're better off, and also believes, as a lot of libertarians do, understand that if goods don't cross borders, then armies will. So free trade is important not just for our standard of living, but also for our for promoting world peace, especially for America, because this is actually how we spread our ideals, how we spread freedom and liberty, how we show what we're really all about to other people, and how we fulfill the Ronald Reagan's goal of making us the shining city on the hill that all the world aspires to our ideals by living up to our ideals through trade. That said, the TPP or TPA, which used to be called Fast Track, is first of all blatantly unconstitutional because it guts the role of Congress in approving deals between the President of the United States and foreign leaders, or what we used to call treaties, by saying that Congress has limited debate and only a chance for an up or down vote. It has no ability to amend the treaty, to send it back, to say, hey, we like this, but we don't like that. And I know that that's messy and that could slow things down, but that's if you don't like that, change the Constitution, amend Article 1 and Article 2 or 2 to give the president more authority. And secondly, in this case, you know, we have a president, you know, we have members of Congress voting for this who just 2 weeks ago were talking about how we can't trust this president in international negotiations. So you don't trust him to negotiate with Iran, but you trust him to negotiate with China on trade, and or you trust him to negotiate with other countries on trade. That doesn't seem really
a little bit inconsistent there, Norm. By the way, I don't think Jonathan would know that song that Super Don put in there with "Are You Down with TPP?" But I thought that was a rather interesting use of an old song that was about a completely different subject.
Yes, well, you're right. I'm not too familiar with it, but I do think it must have a very negative connotation, but richly deserved, right?
It was appropriate the way he did it, so I just give him props to our Super Don, our humble and lovable producer behind the scenes there. From the TPP, we go to something called the Fourth Amendment. Now, if you're to ask people about the Fourth Amendment in Times Square, I'll hazard a guess that a lot of Americans don't know what that is either. That's where I will say there's a problem with Americans not understanding or knowing even the Constitution and what the Bill of Rights is all about. But then again, we have to go to Congress, the senators,
the congressmen and women and even the president when you talk about passing this Patriot Act, which is unpatriotic in so many ways and created violations of the fundamental limitations on government under the guise of protecting us.
No question about it. I'd like to hear what Norm has to say about the Patriot Act. It's a horrible expansion of power that's unconstitutional in allowing a surveillance state to predominate in this country. We can't deprive people of their civil liberties simply for being an American citizen in a country that is under siege. We just can't do that. Unless you're going to declare martial law because there are enemy forces within our midst who are actually fomenting revolution, you really cannot constitutionally justify what has been done. Of course, they don't even make a initial effort to argue that there ought to be a suspension of the writ of habeas corpus, or that we have internal enemies that are so great, so prolific, that our lives are at stake. This is a gross assumption of power, and it's a huge intrusion into individual rights, privacy, violation of the Fourth Amendment, and yet it's taking place with almost no objection from members of Congress. Rand Paul stood up and did, you know, a real service for this country and caused a number of members to feel that they had to move and say that they didn't believe in a surveillance state. But in the end, what are they going to do? They're going to pass the Patriot Act? They're going to repass the Patriot Act? Or what's going to happen with it? Norm?
Well, interestingly, just before Senator Paul's filibuster, we got another example, admission by the FBI this time, that the Patriot Act doesn't hasn't helped crack any major terrorism case. So when they say, "Oh, we won't be safe without these powers," you now have the FBI saying that, you have the 9/11 Commission saying that, you have the President's Review Group that he established in light of the Snowden revelations. I mean, how many times does it have to be said that, "Oh, we don't have that there's no evidence that these programs are necessary to protect, to keep us safe," before people start to get the message? So all the hand wringing you hear from sources from neoconservatives and the their counterparts on the left and the administration who just love the idea of a surveillance state are totally unfounded. Also, you have the concern that even if this power has not been abused, and actually Marcy Wheeler at Empty Wheel had a blog post that I linked to on the campaignforliberty.com blog, which was that the Section 215 bulk data collection program has been abused. The FBI and the NSA have not followed the law in terms of minimizing, they're supposed to minimize the possibility of abuses and what they collect. They haven't done that. They're not following the written law. They're very sloppy in how they follow it. If we can't trust them to follow the law as written, why should we continue to give them this power? And why should we trust, even if the so-called Freedom Act somehow did rein them in, why should we trust that they'll follow it? The only way to make that sure is to take away the power to begin with. So this Sunday at 5 o'clock, the Senate will gavel in. I'm sure that everyone is excited about watching C-SPAN 2 on Sunday. I know I am. And what they will do is they will begin to consider the some kind of way to extend the Patriot Act provisions. It's not known right now what McConnell is going to do, because he has not given any indication that he what his plan's going to be. He's only three sites away from giving any from three votes away, three senators votes away from doing anything, or from breaking the filibuster and moving the USA Freedom Act. But now he doesn't like the bill, interestingly, for the exact opposite reason that Rand Paul does, and mm-hmm. Ron Paul too, of course, but Ron's not an elected official anymore, which is that while Rand Paul recognizes that the bill is phony reform, to Senator McConnell, even phony reform is too much reform. Because if you start with phony reform, I think he's afraid that next thing you know, we'll actually will be respecting the Constitution, and we can't have that.
So, well, I find it interesting. Rand Paul and Mitch McConnell appear to get along very well. Yet on this front, Mitch tried to push it forward three separate times at the end, and each time Rand Paul objected based on a principled constitutional stance.
You know, if you take the Patriot Act and strip it of its unconstitutional provisions, you end up with no power that is in it, that is any different from pre-existing law. That is, mm-hmm. the amount of power that can be exercised in defense of this country without the Patriot Act is exactly the amount of power that you can exercise with the Patriot Act, with the exception of the unconstitutional power grab that is a part of the act. So, why we even have the Patriot Act is a good question to begin with. We don't need the Patriot Act to defend this country.
That's right.
We need the Patriot Act to abuse the American people by creating a surveillance state and by relaxing the power of the government to take people right out of society, throw them in jail, not mm-hmm. bring them before a magistrate, create essentially a clandestine jurisdiction within this country. We don't need that in this country. Not only is it unconstitutional, it's not mm-hmm. necessary to defend our rights and interests around the world or inside the country.
Amen. My brother Jonathan Emord and, of course, Norm Singleton here. We'll be back to wrap up the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour after this. We've talked about some of the Republican field running for president. How about on the Democratic side? Are there any old faces popping up? And could it be any less convenient for Hillary Clinton at this point? We'll find out after this.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Yeah, last week when I was at Autism One, Jonathan, I still had some old flyers of your book, The Rise of Tyranny, and people were snapping that thing up. They were so intrigued by what you had written all those years ago, and it's just as valid today as the day you wrote The Rise of Tyranny. And if you don't know how to get it, go to emore.com. We've got links up as well. And certainly what you wrote about really has happened.
Well, thanks, Robert. It is a sad reality, but we have got a lot of work to do to restore the Republic, and hopefully this go-around will get someone with a strong degree of sincerity and commitment to do just that. But when it comes to Hillary Clinton, the person who really is attempting to avoid any serious engagement of issues, trying to avoid the media interviews, trying to run a stealth campaign, and to appear to be the champion of the middle class and the champion of women, we have some news which is coming from an unwelcome quarter if you're a Clinton, and that is none other than... Who, Norm?
Paula Jones. Those of those listeners who are of a certain age will I'm certain, get a nice burst of 90s nostalgia from hearing that name.
Tell us what she's doing, Norm.
Well, Jones, for those of you who either don't remember or are too young, was the sued President Clinton for sexual harassment that allegedly occurred when he was governor of Arkansas. During the case, one of the things that came up was the question of whether or not President Clinton perjured himself when he testified under oath that he had not engaged in any improper conduct while president in the Oval Office. And then, of course, there was a certain intern that Scott found out, and the country spent a year discussing, a lot of unpleasant things. And those of you who are any of my younger millennial friends who were who recently became involved in politics and don't really remember the 90s, what we're talking about is why for one whole year your parents wouldn't let you watch the news.
Right, right. Did anybody ever refer to President Clinton at that time as the manhandler in chief?
I think they did. this was the original war on women. Was the smear campaign that according to numerous sources was actively directed, or at least had the active involvement of Hillary in the women who had affairs by Bill Clinton, some of whom alleged that they were non-consensual assaults, sexual assaults, and even allegations of rape. And there was an active I think it's been established by a lot of independent reporting that there was an active smear campaign against these women. And again, Hillary Clinton was allegedly very involved in this. She may even have actually directed the campaign. And so Paula Jones has come forward after many years in private life. Again, I think she was never was a woman who sought the spotlight to say that the Clintons are power-hungry individuals. Bill is not a man that you want to be back in power because of his character and because of her character, the way that she claims to be this great feminist. Yet if a woman is wronged by her husband and thus is standing in the way of Hillary's path to power, she will actively help destroy this woman's reputation and life. And again, it raises something we were discussing last week, which is character does matter. And quite frankly, having ironically worked on the Hill with Bernie Sanders' office, because as I think I talked about last week, he actually is sound on some civil liberties, as a lot of left is, but Senator Sanders is also surprisingly good on challenging corporatism and corporate welfare. Of course, he wants the money to be spent on welfare to the poor.
Right.
But I would feel more comfortable with Senator Sanders, even though he's well to the left of on most issues, than Hillary Clinton, just because I think he's a man of character and of some conviction.
Yeah, I think, and that shows your character as well, Norm. It isn't only about politics, it's about integrity and appreciating and respecting it, and I do that for you, as well as Jonathan E. Moore, the FDA Dragon Slayer. We're out of time, guys. What an amazing show. I appreciate you both.
Thank you.
Feelings mutual, Robert.
All right. Well, remember this. We'll be back after the news, but the power to heal, even politically, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.